الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له لا شريك له ولا نذير له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وذرياته وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وكم من فئة قليلة غلبت فئة كثيرة بإذن الله. وقال تعالى: كم تركوا من جنات وعيون وزروع ومقام كريم ونعمة كانوا فيها فاكهين كذلك وأورثناها قوما آخرين فما بكت عليهم السماء والأرض وما كانوا منذرين. My respected ulama ikram, never my learned friend is sitting in front of me. Actually, they must speak, young man with young knowledge and command of the language. But Maulana Yunus Sahib ordered me that I must speak Friday in front of you. Then I got very close relation with my friend. Whenever my friend tell me something, I don't deny. I always, if I in the position to accept, I accept it. Another thing, always I got a habit. If I got different opinion with my friend, then I think like this: what opinion my is not wahi ilahi. What my colleague saying, this is right. I always accept their advice. Anyhow, I recited two ayat. First ayat, Allah Rabbul Izzat mentioning that we gave bounty and ni'mat upon one nation. Everything we gifted them: best fertile land, plenty of water, noble house, corn field, everything what was need of them, we provided them. And they became a very mighty power on the earth. But suddenly everything we took it out from them and we punished them. And all those what was belonging to them, all their noble house, all their farm, all their, variety of things, we just give to another nation. And suddenly we give them. What is the reason? Why Allah Rabbul Izzat sometimes bless one nation with everything in the life, and then afterwards suddenly take them from them? So in this is a philosophy of rise and decline. Many, many ayat in Quran, you will see the story of the Saba, or many, many story in the Quran for our ibrat. Allah Rabbul Izzat mentioned, when we give you ni'mat, when you obey us, that ni'mat will stay with you. When we disobey us, we'll take it away. And if Allah want to take, which power got superior than Allah Rabbul Izzat, who can hold the hand of Allah Rabbul Izzat? So that Allah Rabbul Izzat mentioned, that the nation who obey Allah Rabbul Izzat, Allah Rabbul Izzat had them at the time of difficulty. Now tell me, How many people were with Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam at the Battle of Badr? Even some of them, you know, they was walking. They couldn't got anything for traveling. No camel, no horse. Even no proper ammunition. And sometimes they were sharing three person, one camel. And very small group of loyal, group of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And they faced very huge enemy of Meccan, 1,000, well armed. And everything was this, their disposal. But Allah Rabbul Izzat gave victory to the person, the group, who was very loyal servant of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And, you know, history is in a shock. There is a state of shock when a historian write the history of Islam. I'll give you a small example. When Tariq ibn Ziyad, he took Gibraltar. The Spanish army was defeated. Then he landed in Spain. That time, there was 5,000 people with him. 5,000 Mujahideen. Then he got another 7,000 was sent to help him. Now this 7,000 was facing 100,000 soldiers. And everything with them. Now this 7,000 soldier Mujahid, some of them they haven't got proper clothes. They haven't got, even some of them they haven't got sword. And some of them they haven't got shoes. And on 27th of Ramadan, they're fasting. And even they couldn't get the food, how to get the food, they were just capturing the enemy caravan. And three days they were starving. Three days they were starving. And one Mujahid got one small can of water that will last him for 3 days. And opposition was 100,000, well armed, and everything with them. So much so, they brought with them their lika tent. Every night, you know, dance, music, drinking, and badkari take place whole night. And this time, 12,000 troops, whole night they go to Allah Rabbul Izzat. They just cry out front of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and they say that Allah, our victory is not on arm and ammunition, only through your nusrat. When you will help, then we will achieve the victory. Then what happened? The page of the history, you can find that 12,000 people, they defeated very strong army. Thousands of people was, you know, enemy was killed. There is one term they use in Urdu, Gajar Muli ki tarah kaat diya. They chopped them carrot, like carrot and radish. When, you know, on big scale they killed. Now what happened? Alhamdulillah, that 12,000 loyal sons of Allah Rabbul Izzat, they defeated a very powerful enemy and they established the kingdom of Islam in Spain. And I give you a small example. Now their life was very poor. Sometimes they eat few days a day. But Allah Rabbul Izzat gave them such a imani quwwat. Now I give you an example. A simple life of such a imani quwwat, they defeated very powerful enemy. Now I mentioned one incident. The great Mughal king, his name was Babur, who established a kingdom, Mughal kingdom, and they ruled India, if I don't make mistake, for 600 years. Now, the Babur was one time running from his enemy. Only we know that. Only one part of his life we know. Can he become mighty ruler? And he established a kingdom. But the part of his life, what is Ibrat was, we don't know that. When Babur was hiding from his enemy, and he was running away from his enemy, even he couldn't afford one horse. And when he was running, he put few dry piece of bread in his turban. That was his food. And one can of water. And just hiding from his enemy. And when he feel hungry, he take it out, piece of dry bread from his turban, make it wet with water, eat that, and make shukr of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Remember, those people who got luxurious way of life, who nobody, not one historian will mention, that this nation, when they was having breakfast, one man person was even eating ten eggs, and they were putting plaster of thick butter on the both sides of this bread, and thick plaster of jam. Nobody writes in. Only in the history of mankind, only the historian writes the great achievement of our people. Now, when Babur was hiding, and you know, enemy was looking, running after him. Then, anyhow, he established his kingdom, and what happened? Then, in India, the Rajput, they decided, we must, once and all, we must try our best that we, you know, perish Muslim from India. Koi bhi Musalman nahi rehna chahe. Hum unko bilkul is mulk se nikal de. Now, 12,000 soldier, Mujahid with Babur. And Rana Sanga, a great Rajput, 200, Maharaja and King was helping him. Over 200,000 troops. And against that, only 12,000. There is one very nice poem of Babur. Navrozo mai baharo, dil ruba khushas, Babur baish kosh ke alam dubarane. Babur, wonderful weather. Very good day. Pretty girl with us. And wonderful liquor. Babur, enjoy the life. You don't have to come back in the world. that he said. But same Babur. Hold not their cried. Allah blessed. Ilal Alameen, I'm making Toba front of you. Only you can give me victory. No matter they are 200,000 or 500,000. I'm making Toba. All the liquor, glass and everything was broken. Whole the army make Toba. And what happened? That 12,000 people, they defeated 2,000 brave Rajput army on the battlefield of Fatehpur Sikri. The Nusrat will come on us when our relation is very close to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Nusrat don't depend on how big army we got, what wealth we got, how many soldiers we got. Only Nusrat don't depend what relation we got at Allah Rabbul Izzat. If our relation with Allah Rabbul Izzat is proper, then inshallah Nusrat will come. Just imagine, for some 100 years, Muslim was trying their best to conquer the Constantinople. From some century, even so much that Sayyidina Abu Ayyab, Ayyub Ansari, Rahmatullah Ali, radiallahu ta'ala, came with the army. He passed away there and he was buried there. After a very long time, a young man, Sultan Muhammad, his age was only 26, and he faced the Roman army. Whole night he ordered his soldier, so everybody must pray and beg to Allah Rabbul Izzat and cry in front of him. Now, each and every soldier, you know, he engaged himself in ibadat, in tawbah, in zikr, in tilawat, whole night. If any material is, he will tell, by what is foolish thing? If your soldier won't sleep, then how will they will fight at day? If any material is. But the man who got iman on Allah Rabbul Izzat, he believed that Nusrat won't come because I was sleeping whole night. Even I don't sleep at night, but I got my proper relation with Allah Rabbul Izzat, then Nusrat definitely will come. Subhanallah, that young man of 26 years age, after Salatul Fajr, he started jihad. At the time of Zuhr, he conquered the Constantinople, which was the capital of Roman Empire for 1,000 years. And he performed the Zuhr Salat in San Sofia. So, many incidents in history like this. Unfortunately, our people haven't got test of leading. Many incidents. I'll tell you one last thing, and then I'll come to actual what I want to say. After Alamgir Rahmatullahi, the Mughal Empire became very weak. So much so, after that there was one Muhammad Shah. In that time of Muhammad Shah, you know, the Maratha, they took control of king. Then Nadir Shah, when he heard that one Muslim king, he is under the non-Muslim, he invaded India. And what happened? He defeated the Muhammad Shah's soldier and his allies. And some mistake happened. Somebody, you know, spread the rumor that some soldier of Nadir Shah was killed by the people of the Delhi. Then he ordered, he start killing them. So many people he killed that the Muhammad Shah have to come by him and put his topi on his leg, feet. Please stop this. That's why there is a one saying in India, Shah mate amare ma, surate nadir gire. Our bad deed, that appear in the form of nadir. Now this defeated king, they give invitation to the victor. Now, according to Maulana Daryabadi Ramtulari, the Mughal Dastarkhan was very wide. Sometimes 280 type of bread is on Dastarkhan. Ek aadmi ek rukma bhi nahi kha sakta. So luxurious life. Well prepared table. The victor was invited. When he came and sat on the chair, loudly he shouted, Nane man biyar, bring my bread. So one of his assistants came with one bag and gave him. In that bag was dry piece of bread. Then the defeated king was shocked. Sir, I made such a nice, wonderful provision for you. This made you my slave. My dry bread made me a victor. That is a very great lesson for us. We people who are putting big plaster on both sides of our bread, piece of our bread, big plaster of the jam. Remember, this don't make us a people who achieve something in the life. Dekho, suki roti khale wano ne. Itni badi hukumat hasil kar li. Now what I want to tell you to our people, since I returned in this country in 1951, always I got a habit to speak truth. People like it or not. Khuda ki kasam, sari dunya mere muh par thuke, mujhe bilkul fikar nahi. Mera maula mujhse razi nahi ho, razi ho jaye. Uski narazi mujhe fasal nahi. Sari dunya mujhe jo hai, wah wah bhi kare, uski bhi mujhe koi zurrat nahi. Thuke bhi to mujhe koi ranj nahi. Bakar mera maula mujhse naraz na ho jaye. Isliye meri to zindagi ka mission hai, apne logon se baat kaho to sachi kaho. Now aap sochiye. Now just think it. We, as an Indian, in this country, our population is 1 million. Indian, according to survey, only 5% share we got in the economy of the country. Only 5%. As an Indian, now as a Muslim, maybe we got very less. Now what Allah gave us, little bit, if we want to preserve them, then Allah keep with us, change our way of life, adopt the simple way of life. Simple food on our dastarkhan, which is a healthy food. Simple clothes, simple thing, and ration with Allah Rabbul Izzat. And we must think that those people in this country who are our brother, who are unfortunate, their population is 90%. They're living under the bread line. For us, is responsibility to us. We must provide them necessity of their life. We must educate the children in religious education and secular education. If we don't do this, and we follow same life, one wedding 500,000 rand, one wedding 3,000 rand, one ceremony 2,000 rand. Remember, history won't forget us. When the future historian will write our history, they will say this was the bad kismat home. Allah gave him something and they didn't protect it. Hazrat Maulana Tayyab Sahib Rahmatullahi, Hazrat Maulana Nomani Sahib Rahmatullahi, when they came to this country, according to our habit, what we did, we provided the best luxury food. After 2 days, they told me, Mauli Abdullah, this is not our food. This, you know, luxury food, not our food. Our food is simple. Gravy and bread. Shorba or roti hamara khana hai. Same thing Hazrat Maulana Nomani Rahmatullahi told me. Ke bhai, don't tell them to don't provide this. Alhamdulillah. Allah Pak ne unki umar mein itni barkat di ke one person, you know, got life of 94, 95, 97. So we must think that ke what life we are living from both sides is not successful. From the health side too and from our religious side too. Then it is a very, very important for us. We must change our life. We must make our life very, very, very simple. And people will praise in the history that those people who was given ni'mat from Allah Rabbul Izzat in South Africa, their way of living was very, very, very simple, but their love for their unfortunate brother was very, very great. They sacrificed for their unfortunate brother as much as can possible. So ye bahut zaruri hai ki hum log apna tarika zindagi badle. And now the thing I will tell you, in future our economic position will become more worse. Many things will be deprived by the government. Then for that, from now we must start preparation. So Allah Rabbul Izzat se dua karni chahiye, Khudawand Quddus hame usi tarike ki zindagi naseeb farmaye jo hamare aqa Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki aur unke sahaba ki thi, aur isi mein Allah Pak ne ہماری کامیابی رکھی ہے. اللہ ہمیں ایمان و استقامت پر باقی رکھے اور ہمارا آخری حشر اسلام کے اوپر ہو. واخر الدعوان.